Massive Promises, written by François-Joseph Van Oudenhoff and Hans Arby. Mobility as a Service, MaaS, has the potential to deliver more sustainable, resilient, and human-centric mobility for the world. Yet despite some encouraging progress, significant barriers remain. Based on their experience, Arthur DeLittle Strategy Consultancy, the Research Institutes of Sweden, RISE, and the City of Gothenburg take a fresh look at the barriers and what cities can do to overcome them. Mobility as a Service, MaaS, aims to encourage the usage of more sustainable transport modes away from individual cars by default. MaaS promises to provide seamless access to a wide array of mobility options to meet differing needs and to increase simplicity and convenience in planning, booking, payment, getting information, and accessing services for all passengers. From the perspective of cities and authorities, as well as encouraging more sustainable mobility patterns and improving accessibility, MaaS could allow system-level optimization of flows and assets. For mobility service providers, MSPs, a MaaS framework will help to better engage with customers, understand needs, tailor offerings, and reduce customer acquisition costs. The last few years have seen some encouraging developments in the progress towards MaaS, but significant barriers remain towards adoption and, more importantly, towards achieving measurable impact. Where are we with MaaS today? In practice, many MaaS implementations to date have been limited to one-size-fits-all travel planners, in other words, not focused on specific use cases, with only a limited number of MSPs being fully integrated in terms of ticketing and payment, and others only partly integrated. However, we are seeing some interesting trends, including a general move from business-to-business-to-customer B2C models, financed with private capital, towards government-to-customer G2C, led by public transport authorities or operators. And while most G2C schemes are still walled gardens in terms of data sharing, there are signs of a shift towards open public MaaS platforms accessible to third parties, as pioneered in Vienna, Upstream, now being applied in the Netherlands, Rivier, and possibly later in Brussels. Business-to-employee, B2E, models have seen some positive evolution over the past 2 years, especially in Western and Central Europe, triggered by fiscal incentives, and several vendors and B2C players, including MaaS Global, are pivoting to this model. We are also seeing a rise in MaaS B2C models targeting specific use cases with better returns, such as tourist MaaS, for example, Alpine Pearls, and rail/aviation MaaS, for example, Doco by Renfe in Spain, or Eurasia MaaS by Malaysian Airline. A further B2C variant is where mobility services are offered as an integrated feature of another set of services, such as insurance, rent, business to tenant, or banking, sometimes called mobility as a feature, or within sugar apps. There are also some promising raw MaaS applications which focus on accessibility, for which the business case is more about cost saving for regional authorities rather than new revenue streams. There have been positive efforts to evolve regulations, standards, and codes of practice to accelerate MaaS deployment and ease management of relationships across different stakeholders. For example, in Europe, MMTIS and MDMS. However, overall, scaling up has been slow and MaaS power trips still represent a tiny proportion of full mobility trips worldwide. We have to conclude that up to now, MaaS has not delivered on its promise. In terms of the Gathern hype curve, we are probably close to the trough of disillusionment. Whether and how we can climb up the slope of enlightenment is the key question. The root causes of the lack of progress. When attempting to verify the impact of MaaS, we run into two problems. 1. Lack of large-scale implementation to date, and 2. Lack of proper evaluation of most pilots and services in operations that are not sharing data. Through our experience as strategy consultants advising cities and operators and as entrepreneurs driving mass deployments, we have tried to analyze possible root causes for mass falling short on of its promise. We see this failing into 4 categories. First, a lack of demand. Demand for good public transport is high, but does not cover all the needs of users, such as door-to-door. Another rare example with high demand and willingness to pay is micromobility, especially e-scooters, e-bikes, and bikes. While the percentage of intermodal trips in cities, in other words, using different modes in one journey, is typically less than 5%, excluding walking, there seems to be a good demand for multimodal life, that is, using different modes for different journeys, which mass can facilitate. Second, offerings do not match demand. Here, one of the main failings is insufficient investment in the necessary physical solutions and infrastructures to provide the required service and customer experience, in addition to the digital components of mass. A second issue is that the accessibility, reliability, relevance, and pricing of the included mobility services themselves are often not attractive enough, and the mass offer can only be so much more attractive than its components. Finally, mass offerings are often insufficiently matching specific use cases of customers. Third, enablement is suboptimal. The lack of collaboration between traditional public transport operators, PTOs, mass providers, and third-party MSPs acts as a major barrier to the acceleration of mass deployment. Few PTOs have opened their systems for a third-party ticket reselling, and even fewer allow reselling of monthly passes or flexible tickets / subscriptions. Current regulations to support such collaboration are still insufficient. Fourth, there is a lack of viable business cases. Apart from specific use cases, the business case for mass operators is challenging due to low margins and difficulties in building sufficient volume. The lack of volume and high competitive intensity are also making it challenging for mass vendors, limiting their ability to invest. Apart from micromobility players, most MSPs don't see the value in being integrated into mass services, involving having to give up precious margins, while the current mass scope does not necessarily cover their customers' needs. Money is to be found in the economy of car ownership, which is something that mass still needs to tap into. Subscription-based services can create more value for all parties, but it is a hard sell. What cities and authorities can do. Moving ahead requires a more comprehensive approach to frame and enable a virtuous mobility system powered by mass, as well as increased collaboration between public and private stakeholders. While cities and authorities cannot bring about such a system on their own, they have a key role in setting priorities to help fully extract value at the system level. Working out how to prioritize efforts in a tight funding environment is difficult. The MAS 360 framework identifies 6 dimensions to address which together can drive progress. First, framing dimensions. In other words, review mobility vision, strategy, and funding, considering mobility patterns and system characteristics, create the right condition for SMPs, invest in infrastructures, and promote/ensure progressive deployment of mass offerings that cater to relevant customer use cases. Second, enabling dimensions. In other words, technical development and support to integration, improve regulations to trigger open collaboration across actors and incentivize more sustainable behaviors, and ensure learnings from experimentation are extracted and shared to foster continuous improvement. Conclusions. In conclusion, while mass has not yet delivered on its promise, It is a journey, and there are huge benefits ahead that justify continuous efforts. As with most innovations, first steps are taken by targeted use cases, not with one-size-fits-all offerings. Moving ahead requires a more comprehensive approach to frame and enable a virtuous mobility system powered by mass, as well as increased collaboration between public and private stakeholders. Cities, transport authorities, and PTOs have a significant role to play in unlocking the full potential and extracting value at the system level.